Here in California, the man at the center of the Balco sports doping scandal is going to prison. Victor Conti, founder of Balco, the Bay Area Laboratory Cooperative, was sentenced yesterday to 4 months in prison. Two other defendants were sentenced for their involvement in a case that's brought widespread attention to the issue of performance-enhancing drugs. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
In July, three defendants indicted in the Balco case agreed to plead guilty to illegally distributing steroids to some of the world's top athletes. Yesterday in San Francisco, federal judge Susan Ilston approved the plea agreements, which include the following punishments. For Victor Conti, a four-month prison term and 4 months home confinement. For Greg Anderson, personal trainer to baseball superstar Barry Bonds, 3 months in prison and 3 months confinement. For James Valenti, Balco vice president, probation. A fourth defendant, renowned track coach Remy Korchemny, will be sentenced at a later date. Last year, former Attorney General John Ashcroft held a nationally televised news conference to announce the Balco indictments. Ashcroft vowed to prosecute steroid distributors to the fullest extent of the law. It is a call to the values that make our nation strong and free, he said. His words seem a far cry from yesterday's sentences. Indeed, even Judge Ilston said the punishment was much lighter than what she regularly hands out to common drug dealers. Kevin Ryan, the U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of California, said yesterday in a conference call that prosecutors were restricted by sentencing guidelines for crimes involving anabolic steroids.
For whatever reason, at the time that anabolic steroids were added to the guidelines, they were treated differently.
Anabolic steroids are classified as Schedule III controlled substances, along with drugs such as amphetamines, opium, and morphine. But Ryan says it takes a lot more steroids than the other Schedule III drugs to warrant a stricter sentence. Since Conti, Anderson, and Valente were dealing with what Ryan calls a small amount of steroids, they got what appear to be lenient sentences.
It's a sentencing guidelines issue. Congress is aware of it. And I do think, as a result of this case and other issues, that you will see these types of drugs and these types of performance-enhanced substances, the sentences changed.
Despite the concerns, the Balco scandal has had a significant impact since it began 2 years ago. That's when law enforcement agents raided Conti's Bay Area Laboratory Cooperative and pulled back the cloak of secrecy that enshrouds the world of performance-enhancing drug use in sports. Suddenly, the public became aware of designer steroids, which are built to avoid detection by drug testers. Some of the biggest names in sports, Marion Jones, Barry Bonds, Jason Giambi, were linked to Conti and Balco. And from track and field to Major League Baseball, widespread suspicions arose that athletes' accomplishments weren't just because of hard work and a good diet. Again, here's U.S. Attorney Kevin Ryan.
This case galvanized the debate about steroids. Both houses of the Congress are focused on this issue. This case has had ramifications way beyond what the normal ramifications are for us in law enforcement.
And the Balco case is not over. Officials are investigating those who allegedly supplied illegal drugs to Conti and his lab. Outside the courtroom yesterday, Conti read a statement saying he wanted to join the fight against steroids in sports. "I've decided to direct my knowledge, experience, and determination," he said, "toward making sports more honorable for the athletes and fans." Tom Goldman, NPR News.